tune with WMFO Medford.
College cars speed round white lines through green lights, past downtown's pale hotels. Triple towers, smokestacks steaming in blue night, buildings in water, the shimmer of that factory in the blackness. A little tinkle, railroad engine bell. See the orange bedroom shack under the viaduct, crisscrossed with 1930s raindrops tragedies, extrapolating railroads overhead. Asphalt road bumps, that blue flame burning industry. Boom, boom, Mahadev, microphone, ice cream, battle conditions, come in towers. Buster Keaton died today. Folk songs and the iron smell of Republic steel. Heesh. American children crossing Jones Laughlin's yellow bridge saying, oh, how beautiful. And work, ye tarriers, work in the fiery hill on the press under black smoke. Oh, yes, look, the lake mill lights like an organ pipe that smokestack heart crane died under. Black tank skeleton lifted over railroads, iron lamps. Illustrious robots stretched with wires, smoking organ pipes of God in the Cleveland flats. Open hearth furnaces light up sky, all-night gas station, Steelton downhill. That smell, what is it? The guys wander up and down their gas refining cracker, climbing ladders in white light. Butane smells creosote. Look at that gas cloud we just passed through. Twin heavy smokestacks there. Space-age children wandering like lost orphans through the landscape filled with iron. Their grandfathers sweated over forges. Now all they know is them rockets they see silvery quivering on television. I don't know anymore. Sakyamunaye Svaha Gate Gate Paragate Parasam Gate Bodhi Svaha.
Small-sized person and small in size is not very good. He's a dwarf, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Tell him the storybook at the end of the day, right? Right, Dave? Dave Greenberg. I'll call you Dave or David, whichever you want, right? Right.
Abbastanza bene, abbastanza va. Dobbiamo pensare tutti quanti, dobbiamo pensare qua e là. Ma io dico basta alla mente, va abbastanza bene, abbastanza va. Abbastanza bene, abbastanza va. Dobbiamo pensare tutti quanti, dobbiamo pensare qua e là. Ma io dico basta alla mente, va abbastanza bene, abbastanza va.
Initial radio obituary is for Fenella Fielding, the English stage, film, and TV actress, rose to prominence in the 50s and 60s, referred to as England's first lady of the double entendre. I wonder why we're doing this, Obed. She started her acting career back in 1952. By 59, she was appearing with Kenneth Williams in the comedy review Pieces of Eight, written by Harold Pinter and Peter Cook. She started television shortly after that. She had occasional guest appearances in the television program The Avengers, but was passed over as Patrick McNee's regular partner in favor of Honor Blackman. Oh, Fenella Fielding just passed away at 90. She's our post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Once there was a mouse who wore a baggy suit. If ever mouse was, this was a mouse of ill repute. He came into my parlor, hickory dickory dock. He winked a wicked Now this little mouse invited me to roam. He whispered to me softly, a mouse is not a home. He turned the lights down lower, hickory dickory dock. He leered a lurid leer and turned the lock. Oh, don't look at me that way, big bad mouse. I don't know what to say, why don't you go?
Frederick Snowne, the well-known libertine.
Oh, dear.
He was 107.
Poor old fellow. In Venice, too.
And now tomorrow's weather.
Already? I can't cope with it.
Over most parts of England and Wales, it'll be fine and sunny, with temperatures in the 70s.
It's a sad world.
Further outlook continuing fine, warm, and sunny.
This hot weather will be the death of fat old people who live at the top of hills.
And now, morning music on Gramophone Records.
I can't bear to think of them all struggling up the slope.
Music, music all the time. Have you nothing better to do than listen to the wireless?
Not that I can remember. And what have you been doing with yourself?
No, I just wandered down to the pillar box.
That's nice.
I like to go down there every now and then and look at the collection. It makes a gay splash with the blue uniforms.
And the ceremony.
And the ceremony.
It's a busy life. Mm. Cup of tea, dear.
Well, that'd be nice, I suppose.
Nothing nicer than a nice cup of tea in this house.
I wish I'd had the opportunities other men have had.
You haven't had the opportunities.
If only I'd been born in Shropshire.
Shropshire, yes.
Well. I could have set up business there.
There's plenty of rich men in Shropshire. You never got the breaks.
I often think I might have done better if I'd kept off the milk.
The milk.
Sid kept off the milk. He's doing all right, isn't he?
It's the milk that kept you back.
Yes.
You'd have been a force in the land without the milk. It's all pasteurised these days.
And bottled.
And frozen.
And tinned. I wish I'd given it a miss.
Luck's been against us.
If only I'd had wings, I might have got about a bit more.
Wings would have helped you to see the world. Still, it's a busy life. There's plenty to be done. First thing in the morning, there's your teeth. Right away, there's your teeth to see to.
Then there's the laces.
The laces.
After the teeth, I sets about the laces.
The laces.
Threading them through as best I may.
Threading.
And then there's the actual tying.
Tying.
Gathering the two threads together into a knot.
A knot.
It all takes time.
Time. And then there's always the garden to sit in. There's plenty to be done. It's been a rich life.
If only I'd been born with more flesh on me, I might have done better. I might have got that job as the fattest man in the world.
You nearly got it as it was. All you lacked was the build.
No, I hadn't the flesh. People want to see great mounds of
mounds.
The stuff. All quivering on you.
Quivering.
That's what held me back. I lacked the flesh.
You were the thinnest, fattest man in the world in the business. But you were well liked.
I hadn't the flesh.
Fate was against you.
And then there's my name.
Your name.
If only I had a good name, I might have made a name for myself. Oh, it's what you need in show business, a glamorous name.
Name.
If only I'd been called something like Arthur Grangely.
Arthur Grangely.
Can't you see that up in lights?
Lights.
Come and see Arthur Grangely. The fattest man in all the world.
Fattest.
I'd have got to the top of the name like that if only I'd been called Arthur Grangely.
Arthur Grangely. You are called Arthur Grangely.
That's what held me back.
Later, baby, wait. Later, not now. Later, maybe, wait. Later. Time for you, maybe put it right out of your mind. Later, take your time. Later, not now. Later, we'll be fine. Later, not now. Fiber. your chances will be greater later. Later.
The next radio obituary is for Nancy Zeman, the American author and designer, but she was best known as the host of the television show Sewing with Nancy. Nancy Zeman just passed away at 64. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Machine, a girl's best friend. If I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd have come to no good end. But a bobbin, a bobbin, a pedal, and wheel the wheel by day. So by night, I feel so weary that I never get out to play. Oh, the sewing machine, a helping hand. If I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd drink to beat the band. But a bobbin, a pedal, as busy as a bug. So by night, I feel so weary that sewing machine, a friend in need. If I didn't have my sewing machine, a wicked life I'd lead. But a bobbin, a bobbin, a pedal, and dream about romance. So by night I feel so weary that I never get out to dance. Oh, the sewing machine, a pal. So a dear, if I didn't have my sewing machine, I'd try a stage career. But a bobbin and pedal, a pedal till amateur night comes by. But by then I feel so weary that I haven't the strength to tie. The sewing machine, the sewing machine. Like a horse's name's Joe Goit. If he didn't own the sewing machine, I'd kick him where it hoits. While I'm bobbin' a bobbin' a pedal a pedal, he keeps his eyes on me. Why I never, never have kicked him still remains a mystery. Oh, I thread the needle and fix the shuttle and put in the cloth and pull on the lever and bobbin' a bobbin' a pedal and wheel the wheel all day. Oh, the sewing machine, the sewing machine, the sewing machine, the sewing machine is a girl's best friend. This is the end.
So the next radio obituary is for Keeley Smith, the Grammy Award-winning American jazz and popular music singer who performed and recorded extensively in the 50s, often with her then-husband, Louis Prima, and also throughout the 60s. Keeley Smith just passed away at 89. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you
1, 2, 3, 4. You sure look fine.
Uh-huh. Hey boy, you're sweet as wine.
So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime. Hey girl, I dig your touch.
Hey boy, you're much too much.
So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime. I look in your eyes and my knees get weak.
When you're in my arms, I can hardly speak.
I hear crazy music when I call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl. How about a kiss?
Hey, boy, I can't resist.
Now we're going steady and I'll never, never let you go. Hey, girl, I like the way you look.
Hey, boy, I can really cook.
Now we'll get married and never, never let you go. See, see,
see, see,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
wee, wee,
wee, wee,
wee, wee,
wee, wee,
da, da,
da, da,
oh boy,
oh boy,
all right. In your eyes and I'm glad you're mine.
When I'm in your arms, it's so divine.
I hear pretty music when they call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey girl, tell me what's the score.
Hey boy, I love you more and more.
Now that we are married, I will never, 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 never let you go.
Just popping back in here to remind you that you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it is the Radio Obituary Retrospective. We've got a few more to go, as you knew we would. Like I warned you before, we're going to go about a half hour over tonight until the 1:30 hour. So hopefully you'll be able to stay tuned for all of it, because it's a good time. At least it seems that way over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Thank you all for being there. Let's go right back in, because there's plenty more to go in the Radio Obituary Retrospective. Oh, by the way, think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. The next radio obituary is for Kathy Lee, the American folk singer. She was also a writer, actress, photographer, and environmental activist. She studied back in the 40s with successful folk singers, including Burl Ives and Josh White. She just passed away at 98. It's the next radio obituary for someone I would call a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, Katie Lee. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
I'm moved by offbeat tones, far out and unknown. The only kind of jazz I dig is abstract and ingrown. I love those real six sounds. They're the ones that move. Tones intensify and groove me. I love those real six sounds scraping harshly through me. A weird forlorn psychotic horn can vibrate and unglue me. I don't respond to harmonies played on muted trumpets. I'm left unmoved by country songs sweetly wailed by three related strumpets. Love those real six sounds, tones that just offend me, the sounds that grate and irritate, they stimulate and send me. Thank you. ghost of Neville's will walk tonight and shake with rage at the awful sight of the craft and crew of Georgie White on the river he loved so well. If he were on this earth with us, he'd sit behind his oars and cuss, my God, a hippopotamus on the river I loved so well. Stand and stare at the old sea cow. There ain't no stern and there ain't no bow. It looks just like a garbage scow on the river he loved so well. Aboard this thing it's hot as toast. At dinner Georgie will play host. Each passenger brings his own rump roast on the river he loved so well. The hippos, boy, they smell like sin. They wallow and warp and bloop and spin. You bail it out and it bails back in on the river he loved so well. The thrill that made this sport a wow is lost and gone in a rubber plow. And anyone can do it now on the river he loved so well. Norm mutters a curse and turns away and says they'll die to rue the day, 'cause with their lives they'll surely pay to the river he loved so well.
Cleanup Radio obituary is for Max Bennett, a musician whose career as a bassist and composer began in 1949 and continued almost until his recent passing. Through the 1950s and into the 60s, he played jazz on the acoustic string bass, working with noted West Coast jazz instrumentalists, as well as singers including Peggy Lee, Mel Torme, and Ella Fitzgerald. He also released several jazz albums under his own name. In the 1960s, Bennett's career took a turn as he concentrated on studio work and began to play the electric bass guitar almost exclusively. Artists with whom he recorded included Elvis Presley, The Monkees, The Partridge Family, Harry Nilsson, Barbara Streisand, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Ry Cooder, George Harrison, and others too numerous to mention. I recommend that you take a look at his discography at maxbennett.com to see the staggering quantity and variety of his recorded output. In the early 70s, Bennett formed the jazz rock group the LA Express with saxophonist Tom Scott. They came to the attention of Joni Mitchell, with whom they recorded four albums and toured between 1974 and 76. Bennett remained active as a musician in his later years, continuing to write music and to perform and record with his own groups in Southern California. Max Bennett just passed away at age 90. It's the Cleanup Radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
For a plate of that wonderful, famous food. When I got there, I had a big shock, just about as big as a whole city block. They have no beans in Boston, plenty of fish, Chinese food if that's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare. I couldn't find any Boston beans there. When Captain John Smith came in 1614, he was the first diplomat that the Indians had seen. If they had Boston beans, then I really wouldn't know. You gotta admit, that was a long time ago. No beans in Boston, plenty of fish, Chinese food if that's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare. I couldn't find any Boston beans there. And when Paul Revere rode horse that night and lit those lanterns before the big fight. He must have been hungry when he got back. Boston beans would have been a beautiful snack. They have some tea leaves left from that well-known party. Great museums if you're feeling arty. They have Cambridge and Harvard and MIT. They didn't have any beans for me. No beans in Boston, plenty of fish. Chinese food, if that's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare.
Thank you.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Hitaro Nakajima, the Japanese digital audio pioneer who led Sony's compact disc project back in the 1970s. He just passed away at 96. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Hitaro Nakajima right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I CDs!
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Enrico D'Angelis.